Today on our monthly series, Working, Chris Brooks brings us the story of Canadian oil worker Blair Gent. Most of Canada's crude is out west in the oil sands of Alberta. Blair, though, lives in Newfoundland, on the other side of the country. He makes that long commute alone, but he's not the only one dealing with the hardships.
Brody, can you get up, my baby?
Why?
It's 2:30 in the morning when 10-year-old Brody Gent opens his eyes to see his father with his bag packed, ready to drive to the airport.
No, baby, let's go.
Brody lives with his parents in Harbour Mill, Newfoundland, a tiny community of just 182 souls tucked into the Atlantic coast of Canada. But his dad is going to work on the other side of the continent.
I'm Blair Gent, industrial mechanic.
With chronic unemployment in Harbour Mill, this quiet 39-year-old commutes all the way to Alberta, 3,000 miles away.
It's not so bad if you're young and got no family, but when you're tied down and got to pay the bills.
Blair's wife, Pam, and Brody slip in beside him for the three-hour drive up the coast to the airport, keeping their eyes peeled for any moose that might suddenly dart out of the blackness and cross the highway. After tonight, the family won't be together again for nearly 2 months.
Anybody who works in the oil patch, it's hard on the family. There's lots of divorces. And 3 or 4 years ago, we were working just outside Calgary, and out of like maybe 50 guys, I think I was the only one left married.
Would you think of moving the family up to Fort McMurray?
Not a chance. Now, you know, it's a scenario of every boom town. It's hard and fast, and there's a lot of hard elements, and family life is way better down here.
If you can call it family life, last year, Blair was away for 6 months straight. Right now, he's on a 6-2 rotation. 6 weeks in Alberta, two home with Brody and Pam.
You know, Oprah had on it, for optimum health, you need to have sex 200 times a year. He's only home. 40 days a year. So we're going to die early.
Okay. A quick curbside goodbye at the airport at 4 a.m., and Blair steps onto his flight to Fort McMurray. 8 hours from now, and he'll start his day installing instrumentation controls on the oil sands site. The maze of remote sensing transmitters that monitor things like pressure and flow rate for the oil extraction process.
You got everything, you sure?
His nights will be a bunk in a company-owned work camp. Pam and Brody start their long drive back to Harbour Mill in the dark. Theirs is the flip side of Blair's long-distance job, making the family function while he's away. It's Pam Gent's work, and it starts now.
What?
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
What is it?
Well, you know, just dropping your dad off. Kind of sad, don't you think?
Yeah.
You guess.
Back in Harbour Mill, Pam runs a small grocery store. It's the only store in town, but a tiny community with only 77 mailboxes can't give them enough business to make ends meet.
There's a lot of hope that the store will do better, so there won't be as much of a need for him to work away. But I mean, right now, economically, we do need that money.
There's kind of a sad irony running underneath this work situation that Pam and Blair find themselves in. Up until 3 years ago, they both had dream jobs in Toronto, working 9 to 5, and the family was together every night.
Financially, it couldn't have been better. We had the big house and the big mortgage and the two vehicles.
But then a couple of things happened. Back in Harbour Mill, Pam's grandmother died and left her house. And then, one day in Toronto.
I came home from work, you know, picked my son up from daycare, started supper. And on the news, it had this little girl was missing off a street, and this wasn't too far from where we lived. Even though I could see and hear my son outside playing from my kitchen, I just instinctively went in and grabbed him and brought him in and locked the door. And that was the very first time that I felt fear. And then the news just got worse. The next day they found her body parts. She had been, it was horrible. So then we just made plans. We put the house on the market and we were coming home.
Home to this little fishing village with a beach and a perfect swimming hole, a great place to bring kids up in. But
Blair has to work away. We keep thinking that the work away is a temporary thing, but this has been going on now since 2004 for us.
The Alberta time zone is 3.5 hours away, so the family stays in touch through voice messaging and phone calls in the wee hours when Blair's back in his bunk.
You're
Hi, Blair, it's me. I just got home. So give me a call if you get back, okay? Bye.
On Father's Day, it's 5 a.m. in Alberta.
Hello?
Hello, boy.
Hey, Dad.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Don't forget that you gotta wish him.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Thank you.
Half-asleep phone conversations like this are often what the father-son relationship consists of while Blair's away. Pam works hard to make up for it.
I'm not going to pretend today's not Father's Day. If Blair was here, we'd probably do a beach bonfire. We'd have scallops. Scallops is Blair's favorite meal. We're doing all those things because I wanted to make sure that it's a special day for Brody and that he doesn't feel lost because one of his little friends, his father came home on his 8-day rotation and happens to be here today for Father's Day, and that's Brody's best friend.
Here, I want you to wash your hair tonight.
I did last night.
Thanks for your help. You're really a big help. So where do you think Dad is? Tell me where the provinces
Alberta.
Are. Yeah, and what city?
I don't know.
Fort McMurray.
I've been with Blair since I was 16 years old. And the very first time that we lived together was on a single bed. And that single bed had room enough for two more people. We were that close. And that's how we slept for a lot of years, that close. When Blair started going away, you get used to sleeping on your own. And now when he comes home, he has a spare bed and he goes out there. And actually, it was kind of funny this time home. One of the first things he said to me was, oh, it's so nice to have my bed back. His bed is the spare bed.
Message marked urgent.
Hi, it's me. Hope everybody does well. Give me a call later, okay? All right. Bye-bye.
End of message.
So I don't know. By the time we get content with having him back, he'll be gone. We'll be discontent with him gone for the first little time. Just as we get content again, he comes home. And then I have to accept him, and he has to accept me. And everything is jungled up, And then the cycle starts all over again.
It starts over again at airport arrivals, with Pam dolled up in a low-cut sweater, holding a cup of takeout coffee for Blair.
Where are you?
After an 8-hour flight, Blair appears in a fresh-pressed shirt, clean-shaven, smelling of aftershave.
This must be your come-home shirt, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. It's the only one clean.
The little things that show how much they welcome this part of the cycle. And Blair will be home long enough to paint the porch and fix the vacuum cleaner and maybe go fishing with his son. And then Pam will drive him back to the airport and they'll each head back to their two separate worlds, home and work. Pieces of a jigsaw puzzle that should fit together, but don't.
You never called me today. I thought you were going to call my friend.
It was a direct flight, 8 hours.
You said Calgary, I think.
Yeah, for 15 minutes.
Chris Brooks in Canada for us. His report was part of our series, Working. It's a co-production with Homelands Productions. For more on the Gent family and other workers that we've profiled in the series, go to our website. It's marketplace.org.